Oh, hey, welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. Before we begin, please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own judgment, discernment, and intuition. My intention for these episodes is that they will reach a collective of people meant to find them. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. Have you ever met someone who was just fantastic at remembering things or keeping track of things or literally so observant you think they have eyes in the back of their head? If so, you were graced with the presence of someone who had mastered the art of noticing, and it's magic. This art can come in many forms and take on many forms, but in my own experience and how I've tried to work towards my own art of noticing, it comes in both noticing the world, my world around me, and noticing the aspects of the special people in my world. If you've been following along with these episodes so far, you're starting to see a pattern emerge around how we as humans on the planet have been programmed away from some of our natural instincts and tendencies. Long before the modern world, humans relied on noticing and feeling and seeing and believing in what was right in front of them. Before we were forced to live certain ways with certain policies, we roamed the earth using the earth, nature, the sun, the moon, and our intuition as our guide. We noticed everything and we took notice of everything. We knew when it was going to rain or when the season was about to change or when to hunt or when to rest or when to protect ourselves. We noticed everything. Now, we are so out of touch that we miss pretty much everything. We're too busy rushing or forcing or strategizing or panicking to stop and take stock of what is actually happening both around us and within us. First, let's chat about the world around you, outside, in nature, in the physical plane of the planet. You are part of the planet. It exists within you and around you. You are the sun. You are the stars. You are the moon. You are the flowers. You are the trees. You are the wind. You are the rain. You are the birds. You are the blades of grass. You are all of it. Next time you're outside, start to notice. Take a look at your thumb. Notice the pattern of lines or the little circles. Then look at the inside of a tree. It's the same pattern or lines and circles. If you come across a bird feather, pick it up and then walk a little bit further, and chances are really high you'll find a leaf that looks just like it. I've bent down many times to pick up what I thought was a feather and it turned out to be a leaf from a tree, showing us that everything is connected to everything else. Next time you pass by a field of grass or wheat and it's swaying in the breeze, notice that your own strands of hair do the same thing. You are quite literally one with the planet. Take it a step further and then start to notice the smells or the feelings that you get when you are aware of your surroundings. Does a field of flowers remind you of your grandmother's baking? Does the smell of your sun-kissed skin send you right back to your childhood beach days with your family? Does the sound of the swirling wind help you take notice that you too also need to cleanse? Does the pink and purple sunset remind you of cotton candy from an amusement park? Or when a rainbow appears, does it stop you in your tracks and you think, wow, the world just made that and I get to see it and experience it? When you take time to notice what is around you, it's one of the most grounding experiences you can gift yourself. It's also a beautiful mindfulness practice. So the next time you're stuck in traffic and pissed off that you're going to be late, just sit there for a minute and look around. Maybe a crow lands on the stoplight and you two make eye contact. Or maybe you see a woman walking her golden retriever and you smile because you get to go home later and walk your own dog. Maybe you have your window down and a bee lands on your window ledge for a much needed rest. In that moment, All of those things can exist at the same time in the same place because they are all part of your experience on earth, on this day, at this time. We get so caught up in nonsense or the rushing that you would have otherwise missed these experiences. Noticing is an art, and a powerful one at that. People in general can be pretty self-absorbed, and over time it's gotten worse. With the modern world, people are less loving, less patient, less understanding, less kind, and less aware. But as a collective, if we can start to find our way back to what is actually happening around us, for us, we can create the change and the movement back home to ourselves and the planet that is allowing us to live on it. The next time you're outside for whatever reason, just take a moment and practice the art of noticing. Once you do, it's addicting and you'll want to keep doing it. You'll start to see and experience a lot more. You are a magical being, and being on Earth at this time is so magical. We just need to remind ourselves of that. For me, over the past couple of years, during my own awakening, I've experienced so much magic that I find myself looking forward to each new day and each new magical experience it brings. As I practice mindfulness, gratitude, and the art of noticing, the universe has really started to bring her A game and show me what's up. Recently, I was out for a walk on a trail, and this was one of those rare times I was alone and didn't have my dog with me. It was also a rare time that I decided to walk with music in my ears, as I was feeling particularly groovy that day. As I walked along, I talked to myself, which I do a lot, not out loud, but to myself. As I moved further along the trail, I simply said, "Universe, you know what would be cool? If you showed me a crow feather on my path, I'd love to get a crow feather from you." Not more than a minute later, a crow came flying towards me and landed on the telephone line. Then, without skipping a beat, in my headphones, the song Feather by Sabrina Carpenter came on. I stopped quite literally in my tracks and laughed. Laughed at how magical that was. Then the universe took it a step further and played Billie Eilish's song Birds of a Feather right afterwards. In that moment, as I looked up at the crow and was listening to the songs, I felt in complete harmony and balance with the world. It was an unbelievable experience. But I was only able to experience that because I took notice. Had I not been in tune to what was happening, I would have missed it. So while the universe didn't actually gift me a physical black crow feather, it one-upped itself and gave me an experience. When you are in tune with yourself and your surroundings, you are magic in its purest form. Another example I can share is the time I was driving to a client's house. I was a bit tired and they were the last clients of the day, so I knew I still had to give them my best, but in all fairness, it had already been a long day and I was not at my fullest. As I made my way in rush hour traffic, I was getting annoyed at the constant red lights and construction and detours and was getting more irritated by the minute. Energetically, I was done, but I knew I had to push forward. At one of the many points that I had to stop in traffic, I decided to shift my thinking and look outside and start to ponder where I should take my next vacation. I knew I wanted to go somewhere, but I was having trouble deciding between a beach vacation or an adventure. As I started to weigh my options, two choices came to mind: Aruba and Scotland. Both quite different, but equally places I wanted to go. As I found myself wondering how to decide, without skipping a beat, up beside me pulls a truck with the words Scotland Contractors on the side door. I did a double take. I couldn't believe it. Not only was this a beautiful sign, but had I not been noticing, I would have missed it. So I smiled and made my way to my client's house, knowing that I was about to plan a trip to Scotland, and that's exactly what I did. I leave in a week. You see, the art of noticing has quite a lovely domino effect. Once you start to notice, you will really start to notice, and signs and synchronicities will be more apparent to you. They are actually always around you, but if you aren't taking the time to notice them, you'll miss them. The powerful universe is always, and I mean always, communicating with you. But if you're too busy to notice, you miss it. And that's really unfortunate. Over the course of time, the signs, synchronicities, and beautiful experiences I've had have gotten stronger and sometimes even louder. The number, sequences, and frequency of them has increased dramatically. There isn't a single day that I don't get number synchronicities. But in the art of noticing, they mean various things for me. And that's how come, while some like to say that 222 always means this or 111 always means that, while it can be partly true, the universe is helping you, and so those numbers start to mean something to you, specifically for you. For example, 333 and 33 have been following me around for months and months and months, and it's taken me a little while to figure out what they mean for me. So yes, you can go look up 333 and 33 on a Google search and see what they mean generically, but for me, they mean something very substantial and significant. The same for 1111. Last year when I saw it, it meant something, but this year, as I start to see it a little bit more and more, it's leaning towards something else for me, because I take time to notice. If a number synchronicity comes up for you, take notice of what you are feeling or thinking in that moment. Perhaps something you are longing for or searching for. If it repeats itself and you feel the same thing at the same time that it shows up, then for you, that synchronicity means something very specific for you. But in the practice of learning the art of noticing, here's a little quick reference guide. Most to all numerologists would say are generally what the numbers 0 through 9 mean. So, 0, they mean possibilities, new cycles, interconnectedness. 1, sign of new beginnings and opportunities. 2s, duality, partnerships, and cooperation. 3s, creativity, expression, and creation. 4s typically mean stability and security. 5 is definitely the number of change, curiosity, and adaptability. 6 is a beautiful number of harmony, balance, peace, and nurture. 7, analytical, intellectual, and a great number for spirituality. 8 is the number of abundance, achievement, and ambition. And 9s, completion, transition, and inner wisdom. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of sites that have definitions of seeing repeating numbers, but the rule of thumb is to try and see what they mean for you and your own journey. Over the past few years, signs have repeated themselves for me as well as animals. When you start to notice animals that come across your path, or you see them in logos repeating themselves, or on TV repeating themselves, or they're constantly showing themselves to you, take notice and then read up on what that spirit animal means. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything and everyone that crosses your path has a purpose. A year ago, for me, it was elephants. I'd see them everywhere. On TV, on people's clothes as they walk by me, in my social media feed, everywhere. This year, a significant, and I mean significant spirit animal for me are crows. They show up for me in the most beautiful way and the most powerful times. I see at least one a day, and when I notice where they are, it's this beautiful confirmation for me that lights me up from the inside out. Guys, if I haven't drilled the point home yet in how magical the art of noticing is, allow me to now add the art of noticing other people, namely important people in your life. But first, let's start with people in general. Remember when I gave you an example of the universe giving me a powerful sign through the spoken word of a stranger in the Trust the Niggle episode? It was when those two girls were walking by and talking, and they mentioned a podcast they had listened to. And for me, that was my final confirmation that I should get off my ass and start my own podcast. Well, strangers can give you messages too. when you practice the art of noticing, through either something they say in passing, like in my example, or through something they wear, or the car they drive, or their voice, or an action they do. If you are in tune and noticing, the meaning and the message will come through and it will be clear. So while you're out living your life, when you practice the art of noticing in nature, in the animals, the elements, and with the people you cross paths with, or the consistent people in your life, you will feel more balanced and more aligned. Now, the art of noticing the special people in your life. Noticing things about them that truly make them who they are. For example, noticing and then remembering how they take their coffee or their eggs. Noticing the way their eyes crinkle when they are laughing so hard trying to tell you a funny story. Noticing the way they move about their home. Noticing how their voice may change ever so slightly when they talk to their mom. Noticing the way they always reach for a certain comfort food after a stressful day, or how they're always singing the same song in the shower. When you take a minute to really see people that matter to you, their beautiful way of existing will show itself to you. And that's a blessing. Not everyone is entitled to this kind of an intimacy with another, but if you're lucky enough to have family or friends or romantic partners that you really notice, then you'll be gifted with this privilege. Relationships of any kind are a delicate dance, and sometimes we can be out of step or out of tune with that person. A special way to find your way back is to just notice. Notice them. Notice how they are, how they live, how they exist in the world. Notice what makes them happy, what makes them sad, anxious, or excited, and then embrace it. When people feel seen, there's no comparison. Most of us want just that, to be seen for who we are, to have someone see in us little nuances that make us unique. The art of noticing is a beautiful way to honor that in someone. When people feel seen and valued, it strengthens the bond and helps foster strong connections. It's priceless and valuable and truly helps the other person feel understood. So, if you start to notice that your girlfriend wears her hair up on days that she has to do presentation, it's likely a little nuance she has about feeling powerful that day and her ability to communicate effectively. So maybe you go out and buy her a cute hair clip and tell her it's ready for her next big presentation. Or if your husband comes home from work and runs straight into playtime mode with your kids, it's his nuance of coming back to play after a long work day. So you get the water guns ready and have them waiting for him at the back door with a note that says, "The kids are hiding in the treehouse, Captain." Or if your mom always wears pink to church on Sundays because she feels beautiful in that color, then maybe some Sunday you stop by after church with pink cupcakes or a new pink scarf. Whatever the thing is that you notice, notice with appreciation and love. In my eyes, it should be a love language all on its own. At the core of the art of noticing is just slowing down long enough to be able to do so. Being present with nature, yourself, your surroundings, or with the people who walk the planet with you. If you take the time to notice what's happening around you, you'll see it's also happening for you. Whether that be a message, guidance, confirmation, or to help strengthen a relationship. All of it is a gift. All of it is art. As always, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you.